This is a Farm Doc Daily podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. In studio with us, Farm Management Specialist with the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Gary Schnittke. He has just penned an article for the Farm Doc Daily website that takes a look at cash rents and the potential for setting those cash rents this fall using a couple of different sources. Gary, thank you so much for taking the time. Tell me, please, which sources you use, and shall we start with the National Agricultural Statistics Service cash rent survey?
Yeah, last Friday, or September 9th, NAS released its 2011 cash rents, county cash rents, and so we've got that as well posted at the Farm Doc website, but that gives a pretty good feel for where the average cash rent is in the county for this year. And just to give you a feel for that, that varies a lot around the state. But the highest cash rent is in Macon County, $260 an acre. So that'd be the average for 2011 in Macon County. And the lowest is in Williamson County, Southern Illinois, at $74 an acre.
So they can use the NAS to take a look at what cash rents were like for the current year. And then there's another set of data that was released during Farm Progress Show.
Yep, Farm Progress Show, Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers do a mid-year survey in which they ask their professional farm managers what rents look like. And just to give you a feel in for land, farmland of good quality, which will have a corn yield between 170 and 190 bushels per acre, they're listing the 2011 rent at 285, and they expect that to go up to 321 for the 2012 year. So,
what do you think a landowner should do, and maybe a producer should do, with those two bits of information when they pull them in?
Yeah, they have those two bits of information will get you in the ballpark, but it's still, you know, rents will vary from parcel to parcel. The other thing that I think people should do is look at a budget for their particular parcel of land and get a, you know, look at what expected prices look like and yields for that parcel, because yields on any piece of land can vary quite dramatically within a county. So and lower yielding land will have lower rents. So look at those two pieces, and then talk it out between the landlord and tenant. One thing I would say, though, is that if you're looking at these averages, and particularly where the professional farm managers are going, they're building in above $5 corn to those cash rents, which may work next year because we're still expecting corn prices above $5 right now. But when we see corn and soybean prices come down, it's likely that those rents will have to be adjusted down as well.
Thanks so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnittke is a farm management specialist from the University of Illinois. Joins us here on this podcast. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You can find his information on the Farm Doc Daily website.